Bring on the money. This is what we often say as entrepreneurs because we are ready for financial success. But can I pause you there? Maybe we need to do a little groundwork before we enter into that abundant mindset. We all think of our financial success as entrepreneurs. That's one of the reasons why we became an entrepreneur, so we could freely do what we wanted to do and make as much money as we could possibly make. We even bought into the idea of people paying us what we're worth. I have seen astronomical prices in dealing with different contractors or vendors because everyone wants to be paid what they're worth. And I believe in this wholeheartedly. I believe that people should be paid what they are worth. But here's the challenge. Are you doing the work?
I know.
Yes, it takes work to be an entrepreneur and to actually charge what you feel like you are worth. Well, let me go back a little bit. You're never going to be paid what you're worth. We're never going to be paid what we're worth. That is the honest truth of the matter. You're not going to be paid what you're worth, but you can at least make sure that you're charging fairly. The only way to do that is to stay relevant. If you are not current in your field, then how can you charge people current market prices? It's not fair to your customer. As an entrepreneur, it is important that we do the work. I'll give you an example. I have the wonderful opportunity of being a training and development leader. What that means is I train corporations and organizations in the for-profit as well as the nonprofit sector. I train their employees as well as their leaders, and I connect, I'm a bridge, if you will. I use communication as a bridge to connect the two. So in that, they may ask me to, you know, bring PowerPoints and teach a class. And it's not my favorite thing to do, but sometimes they want their PowerPoints. So one of the things I was doing about a month or so ago is I was looking at my PowerPoints and I'm like, how long have I had these PowerPoints? You know, I've had these PowerPoints maybe for about 2 years or so. And I begin to look at them and say, I really need an update. Now, some of the information may have changed or may have stayed the same, but it was up to me as the subject matter expert to find out the more relevant information so that I can make sure that my clients were on point. You see how that goes. Even though my client, I could have come, showed up, and they would have never known the difference, but I know the difference. I know that there are some new things out there about communication. I know that there are some new strategies out there about conflict management and resolution. So it's up to me. They trust me as the subject matter expert to teach them new creative and innovative ways to connect to each other. So when your client is dependent upon you, then you have to make sure that you show up. You can't afford to just say, well, you know, I did this 5 years ago. It still works today. No, it doesn't. Guess what? What you did 3 years ago doesn't even work today. So make sure that you're taking the time to do your homework. Make sure that even though your client may not have seen what you did 10 years ago and you try to come and bring it to them today, no. Take time to update, refresh your PowerPoints, refresh the information. Find out what's going on in your industry. If you don't find out what's going on in your industry, then you're serving stale information. I'll say that again. If you're not up to date with what's going on in your industry, you are giving your clients stale information. Tell me if you're going to the grocery store and you're going to pay $5 for molded bread. You're not. Trust me, you're not. So why do you give your clients that? Why are you saying, well, I want you to not pay $5 for the bread. I want you to pay $10 for stale or molded bread. That's what we're doing when we don't keep ourselves fresh, when we don't keep ourselves relevant. So as an entrepreneur, it is so important that we lock in. And before you increase the price, make sure that you, again, have done the groundwork. What's going on in my industry? Why does this make me an industry leader? What can I do to make sure that I freshen up and do some things, I restore or I bring revival to my brand? Sometimes we need to change our logos or change our taglines or change our colors. What is it that you need to do to make sure that you, again, remain relevant? If you're not remaining relevant, then you shouldn't be upcharging. You should you just keep your prices the same as they've been, because that's what you're giving people. So if we want to be financially stable, and if we want to increase our prices so that we can have the financial stability or the abundant outcome that we want to have, then we got to make sure that we do our homework. We do our homework, that we stay relevant, that we stay marketable. What is it that you, what class do you need to go to? What certification do you need to have? What person do you need to bring on your team to make sure that you collaborate to expand your knowledge base? What is it that you need to do? And that's actually some homework that I need to give you today. What is the market for your industry, for the job that you do, for the business that you run? Now, being an entrepreneur, there are some factors in our pricing. For instance, we don't just charge for our service. No, we're paying for those Zoom reoccurring fees. We're paying for those for our business insurance. We're paying for property taxes, depending on what state you're in. You may be paying for your contractor to write your content or whatever the case may be. All of those things factor in as you're running a business. And I believe that those things are important. But again, make sure that you understand who you are marketing to and you understand the cost of all of those things before you present your pricing. Does that help? I hope that helps, because your homework is going to be, I know it's going to be a lot, but that's okay. You can do this. That's why you're an entrepreneur, because you are up for the challenge. So write down everything that you're currently paying for to make sure that your client has the best service. You're providing them excellence. And once you do that, then you determine your price. Always stay fair. Always stay fair. Never just charge someone something because someone else is charging it. You know, I think that's the worst way you can structure your pricing. Oh, well, someone else is charging $5,000, so I'll charge $5,000. No. What are you able to do in terms of your capacity? What are you able to handle? Are you able to, you know, make sure that your clients can have all of these different little things that they ask for, these amenities, if you will, they ask for? Make sure that you're able to do that before you say yes, because you don't want to say yes to something that you don't have the capacity to do. Okay. So if you are ready to take your business to the next level, along with your pricing to the next level, let's make sure that we're fair and we do the work as entrepreneurs, because when we do that, we'll see the doors of opportunity open even wider. Until next time. I invite you to follow me on my social media platforms. I am on Facebook, Instagram, as well as LinkedIn. We have content going out daily for both your professional as well as your personal growth. I'll see you there.